time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Hayes, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State continuing its road trip as they take on the Fort Hays State Tigers in an MIAA doubleheader this afternoon. It's been 1,471 days since Northwest has been in this arena for a basketball game, and we've heard that a lot from people around Hayes. We heard that when we were in Kearney, it had been just 2 days shorter since we had last been to Kearney, but both Northwest teams are going to try to bounce back from a disappointing evening on Thursday.
It certainly was for the Northwest women, the double overtime loss to Nebraska Kearney, and for the Northwest men, a loss to Nebraska Kearney as well. Just a short turnaround time they had yesterday to get ready for today's matchup this afternoon, and hopefully both teams can get some things going here this afternoon.
I think the positive thing with the Northwest women is they really took a big step forward, because that was a good Nebraska Kearney team that they went to double overtime with.
It certainly was, and I think probably it was the best game that they played all season long. They have struggled trying to put together four good quarters of basketball. They had to go into overtime, a double overtime situation there. And just, I think one thing talking about a little bit coming down to is that a lot of those players had to play a lot of minutes in that game. And as they went into that second overtime, the fatigue became a little bit of a factor in that contest.
This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company. Northwest alum and KC Beer Company founder Steve Holly has been brewing German-style beer since 2013. Their beer hall and beer garden are in the Waldo neighborhood in South Kansas City. Kansas City Beer Company is also available in bars, restaurants, and retail stores throughout the region. We'll be back with more on the pregame show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of their 8 locations. And from Championship Motors in Maryville, across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at ChampionshipMotorsLLC.com or at 582-8800. Support also comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing. More at 582-3104. Also from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 582-2699. And from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealth.com. Support also comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at GoTriState.com or at 660-582-3677. Also from Younger Auction Company, Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
Back in Hayes, Kansas, getting ready for this afternoon's doubleheader between Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State. Six other games around the MIAA taking place today. Doubleheaders, I should say. The University of Central Missouri is at home. They're hosting Lindenwood this afternoon. University of Central Oklahoma will take on Northeastern State in Edmond. Emporia State, ranked 11th on the women's side in the nation, is at Missouri Southern this afternoon. Pittsburgh State is hosting Washburn. Lincoln travels to Southwest Baptist, and Missouri Western is in Kearney to take on the University of Nebraska Kearney. A look around the MIAA is brought to you by Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services is available at mymosaiclifecare.org. When we come back, we'll hear from the head coach of the Northwest women's basketball team, Buck Scheel. That's right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prenery House. More at conceptionabbey.org. And from Bomley Auto Sales, Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 mile corner south of Maryville. Support also comes from Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville. Heinlein provides furniture and flooring for every room in the house, as well as mattresses. More information is available at HeinleinHomeFurnishings.com. Also from the Northwest Foundation, providing support for Northwest alumni and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks, large storage tanks, and offers hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com. And from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student-athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com. Support also comes from national investors in Redfield, Iowa, and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson, providing asset protection, retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. More at nationalinvestors.com. Also from Pizza Ranch at U.S. 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the J.L. Houston Company.
Back in the pregame show, before this afternoon's matchup between Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State, joining us now is Northwest women's head coach Buck Scheel. Coach, a double overtime loss the other night at Nebraska Kearney, but I know after the game we talked and you were very pleased with seeing more progress from the team. What did you see in that game that allowed them to take a good Kearney team to double overtime?
I thought the biggest thing for us is our kids showed a lot of fight throughout the entire game. Played with really good poise, I thought, for the most part. And, you know, we had a few breakdowns here and there, but overall, you know, I was just extremely happy with how well they competed that entire game and, you know, played with patience offensively. We were pretty solid defensively with the things we were wanting to try to take advantage of and whatnot. And so just to have that happen on a road, on the road and in an environment that later in the game it got, you know, got pretty tough, pretty loud and things like that. And, you know, looking back at it, you know, like I talked to them after the game and talked to the staff, you know, our girls deserved to win that game. They did everything they could to win that game. And, you know, just a couple things here and there didn't go our way, and that's how it is. But, you know, I was really happy with just how they fought the entire game.
I know you guys as a coaching staff have been preaching consistent effort for 40 minutes or longer, depending on what you're talking about, but how important is it for them to not only do it, experience it, but see what can happen when they do that?
Oh, that's extremely important, and I think especially after that game, you know, they saw what you can do when you have that effort the entire time. You play with that passion and play with that toughness, and so, you know, I just look forward to hopefully that continuing on and carrying on as we continue throughout this throughout the season.
This will be the fourth game in a week for the team, including a double overtime game. Any thoughts or concerns about physical or mental fatigue?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure there's going to be a little bit of both, but, you know, one of the things that I'm going to talk about with them, you know, through pregame in the locker room is, you know, they're just going to have to get through it. They're going to have to find a way to get through it, get themselves through it, get their teammates through it, you know, because no one's going to feel sorry for you. Everybody's a little bit sore and things like that. And so, you know, you just mentally have to find a way to get through it and push your body to get over that. And, you know, a lot of that will help with just some early effort. Hopefully we can knock down some shots early just to, you know, get the blood flowing a little bit more. And hopefully that will get us set with the right tone.
With this Port Hays State team, a team that looks like they've got some talent and some spots on the floor, they had a transfer become eligible. It's playing some good minutes. What do you see out of them?
Well, you know, Port Hays teams are always very, very physical, very aggressive teams. Defensively, they're going to be out in the gaps a little bit and not giving you a whole lot of space. And so, you know, we're going to have to really set good screens, have good cuts, make smart passes, take good shots offensively. You know, they get a lot of their production just strictly from transition offense, really pushing the ball, made basket, missed basket, and then really hammering the offensive glass, which is probably one of the areas that gives me a lot of concern. They're kind of a team that's kind of chuck it and chase it. You know, shot goes up, they're hammering the glass every time, whether it be, you know, down around the basket or long shots out on the perimeter. And so, you know, I think those two big areas are going to be really key for us with just really hopefully controlling the pace of the game and having good defensive transition, and is also just keeping them off the glass, just because they really hit the glass hard and they keep coming and coming throughout the entire game.
That's Northwest women's basketball coach Buck Scheel. We're back with the starting lineups after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout Bearcat Nation. And from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville, Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com. Support also comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Veer Toller provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com. Also from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering locksmithing, lock installation, repairs, rekeying, and high-security master key system setup and maintenance. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten by the Bearcat Bookstore and the Spirit Shop. The bookstore, located inside the Union, opens at 10 a.m. on Saturdays, and the Spirit Shop inside Bearcat Stadium opens with the gates on game day. More at nwmissouri.bncollege.com. And from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at barnesbakerautomotive.com. Support also comes from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville. Located in the Marymark Shopping Center, Brown's offers boots from Red Wing, Timberland, Twisted X, and Merrill, as well as arch supports for tired feet. More at 660-582-4641. Also from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran home buyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information is available from Jeff Farlow at 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank. And from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. The park provides residents and visitors with an 18-hole golf course, the Watson 9 Junior Course, and indoor golf simulators in 2018. More on Mazingo's golf offerings at MazingoLake.com. Support also comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat pregame show comes from the JL Housing Company.
Kansas, as we take a look at starting lineups for the matchup on the women's side between Northwest Missouri State and Port Hays State, For Northwest, Jalen Haggard is a 5'5 freshman guard out of St. Joseph, averaging 13 points a game, leads the team with 44 made three-pointers. Mallory McConkie, a 5'9 freshman out of Guilford, Missouri, averaging 5.5 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Mallory McAndrews is a 5'7" junior guard, also out of St. Joseph, averaging 8 points and 1.5 rebounds a game, leads the team in assists with 31. Tanya Meyer is a 5'10" senior forward out of Sioux City, Iowa, leading the team in scoring and rebounding, averaging 15 points and 9 rebounds. Kehlani Mayaba, a 6-foot junior forward out of Garden Grove, California, averaging 5.5 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. On the other side for Fort Hays State, Lanny Page, a 6'3" forward out of Wamego, Kansas. She is a sophomore, transferred into the program from Kansas State, just became eligible at semester, so this will be just her sixth game. Carly Hyman is a 5'7" junior out of Hoxie, Kansas, averaging 10 points and 3.5 rebounds a game. Casey Kennett, a 6-foot sophomore from Olathe, Kansas, averaging 12 points and 4 rebounds a game, leads the team with 30 made three-pointers. Tatiana Leggett, a 5'10" junior forward out of Topeka, Kansas, leads the team in scoring, rebounding, and assists coming into this game, averaging 14 points and 8 rebounds a game. Also has 42 helpers. And Emma Stroyan, rounding out the starting lineup for Coach Tony Hobson, a 6'2" senior forward out of Bloomington, Illinois, averaging 8.5 points, 4.5 rebounds a game, and does lead the team with 27 blocked shots. There are your starters. We're back with a tip after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from KFC in Maryville on South Main across from Walmart. KFC offers a daily buffet from 10:30 until 8:30 p.m. and also supplies Bearcat families with original recipe, extra crispy or grilled chicken and sides for lunch or dinner. And from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com. Support also comes from Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As a United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More info is available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMoRealEstate.net. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community, U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for today's game comes from Losh Optometry. Serving Maryville and the surrounding area, Dr. Ryan Losh and his staff provide patients with eye exams, eyeglasses, including progressive and bifocal lenses, contacts, and sunglasses. More at 660-241-5001. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joe, Mound City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support also comes from Nucor LMP in Maryville, producing steel products that are used in agriculture, oil production, and the auto industry. Nucor would like to remind you not to text and drive. Don't let your last text be your last words. More at Nucor.com. Also from Sonic, serving guests for more than 60 years, the entire breakfast and dinner menu is available all day, along with more than 1 million drink and slush combinations. Sonic is at 721 South Main in Maryville and 4 locations in St. Joseph.
The Bearcat Pregame Show, underwritten by the JL Housing Company.
We're back at Gross Coliseum in Hays, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State and Fort Hays State about to match up here. John, we talked about how long it has been since we've been here, and they've done a few renovations to the building. They've got new scoreboard, new video boards, but I guess when it's been 4 years, you kind of expect some change.
Yeah, they've done a very nice job of the new video board that you talked about. That's just a recent addition this season, and it really looks nice here. They've added some upgraded seats right behind us and on the other side on the lower bowl. And again, this has been one of the nicer facilities in the MIAA for a number of years. But they really made things even nicer since we've been here last. And again, they really love their basketball here in Hays, Kansas, and it'll be a great atmosphere this afternoon.
Well, I know in talking to some people here in Hays, they're a little bit nervous about the men's matchup coming up. When you see a Northwest Missouri State team with a loss, you know they're going to come out ready to play. They practiced hard a couple of times, actually, yesterday, and Northwest looking to bounce back from their second loss of the season.
Yeah, timing for Fort Hays State, not particularly good coming into this one. Now Northwest I'm playing a lot of basketball within a week's period of time. Of course, they played Saturday, then on Monday afternoon with Central Missouri to have makeup of a game that was originally scheduled for last Thursday. Then they had to travel to Kearney Wednesday, play on Thursday, and then make the trip down from Kearney here to Hayes yesterday. As you mentioned, a couple practices getting ready for today. So, again, Northwest, I think, really looks at this game coming up this afternoon, maybe not necessarily a must-win, but a game where they need to get back on the winning track after a disappointing loss in Kearney.
I guess if you want some good news with that situation, I know a lot of people hoping Northwest gets another opportunity to host a regional tournament. Well, the good news out of it, Northern State, who's probably one of the teams that's going to be vying for that and actually jumped ahead of Northwest, ended up with a loss on the road last night, 76-61 to St. Cloud State, and they play at Minnesota Duluth tonight. So those are kind of the two toughest opponents that they've got left. They've got to play both of those teams to end the season at home, but I guess that'd be the one positive that's come out of the week so far.
Yeah, no doubt about that. I think a lot of people probably get through this weekend, and they've got a pretty good schedule for them the rest of the way. So again, the Northwest catching a little bit of break with Northern State last night, and hopefully they can kind of take advantage of that and maybe spring forward here today against Fort Hays State. Then, after we mentioned they've played so many games within this week, they've got a week off to get ready for next week when Missouri Western comes to Bearcat Arena. So a time to maybe regroup both physically and mentally for next week.
We're just about ready to get started. Before we do, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Northwest women out on the floor in the road, black and green this afternoon. Kehlani Maiava will be in the center circle to get it started for Northwest Missouri State. Fort Hays State just about to come out on the floor in the home white, black, and gold. Today's game underwritten by Bomley Auto, located at 5 Mile Corner, and Miller Financial and Insurance Center, located at 309 East Summit, brothers Steve and Dan Miller. Well, Maiava is across from Tatiana Leggett to get this one started. The tip will be controlled by Fort Hays State. They're going to work left to right as we look at it here at Gross Coliseum. Over on the left side, ball handed to Page. Now inside, Leggett goes through the lane, kicks it out into the right corner. Jumper from Stroyan, no good, and Maiava there for the rebound. She pulled down 9 boards against Kearney on Thursday. So Northwest with their first possession of the ball game. Maiava over to the right side for McConkie. On the perimeter, she starts a drive, spins, kicks it out to Haggard. Top of the key, Meyer. 3 for Meyer off the front of the rim. Long rebound out to the perimeter, picked up by Casey Kennett for Fort Hays State. So Hays with the ball. Lanny Page will bring it to the top of the key, work it over to the left side. Now a drive down that left side by Kennett. Goes up and under, puts the shot off the glass, and it's good. It's actually Carly Heim who hit that shot. So Heim with the basket. And it's a 2-0 lead for Fort Hays State. Northwest with it on the left side. Haggard brings it out between the circles to Meyer. Inside to Maiava. Kick out right side, McConkie in the corner for McAndrews. Bounce pass inside to Maiava. Leads her too much, but she picks up the loose ball. Reverse layup. Good for Kehlani Maiava. That'll tie the game at 2 as Hays pushes the ball up the floor. To the right wing, Casey Kennett with it. Looks inside, gets it there. Turnaround jumper by Stroyan from 6 is good. Emma Stroyan with her first points, and it's a 4-2 Fort Hays State lead. Minute and a half into the ball game, Haggard works it to the right side for McAndrews near the sideline. McAndrews looking in at Meyer, posting up. Can't get it in there, so out to Haggard between the circles. Haggard will get a screen from Meyer. Now get it to her on the left side. Meyer looks in at Maiava. Now goes right to McConkie. Inside to Meyer. It's knocked away. The loose ball picked up by Tatiana Leggett. Ball knocked away by Stroyan defensively for Hays. Now Heim with the drive down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot and hits the layup. Heim with 4 points. It's a 6-2 lead for Fort Hays State. Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. Top of the key, Haggard. Works it over to the left side. Onto the wing for McAndrews. McAndrews will work it between the circles to McConkie. She drives down the right side of the lane, picks up the dribble on the block, spins, kicks it up to Haggard. 10 on the shot clock, Haggard at the top of the key, over to the right side, McAndrews. Fakes right, goes left, gets a screen, drives down the lane, no look pass, goes right to Hays. Picked up by Casey Kennett, who will lead the break the other way. Kennett slowed for a moment by Haggard, now takes it all the way to the hole, and Kennett hits the layup. Her first 2 points, and Northwest Missouri State will take a timeout. 8-2, Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest, 7:23 to play in the first quarter. We'll be back right after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the J.L. Houston Company in Hopkins, manufacturing small truck tanks to large storage tanks and offering hoses, filters, nozzles, pumps, and other ag and petroleum products. More information is at jlhoustonco.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank. With online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device, the right bank is right at your fingertips. More at nvb.com or at any of the 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in store or at pizzaranch.com.
Back in Hays, Kansas, Maria Dentlinger checks into the lineup for Kehlani Ma'ava for Northwest Missouri State. 8-2, Fort Hays State women with the lead, 7:23 to play in the first quarter. Haggard will bring the ball up the floor. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt from Carly Heim. Now she backs off as Haggard crosses the stripe. She'll work it to the left side of the floor. Now on the wing with the dribble. Down to the baseline, stops, spins, gets it out to Dentlinger, left wing. One dribble for her to McConkie between the circles. She goes down the right side of the lane. Shot fake. Now pass over to Dentlinger. Layup is good for Maria Dentlinger. Dentlinger with her first point, 8-4. Hayes quickly up the floor and holding a 4-point lead. Top of the key, Leggett with the shot fake, drives to the basket, up with the shot, hits it off the glass. Saw a lot of points in the paint against Kearney the other night, and early on we're seeing that from Hayes as well.
That's been a problem the last couple of weeks on those drives through the lane.
10-4 the lead for Hayes, 6:38 to play in the first quarter. McAndrews with it on the right side. Crosses over, gets a bounce pass down to Meyer. She can't handle the pass, it's off her hands and out of bounds on the baseline. So Fort Hays State will get it back.
Third early turnover against Northwest.
Heim will bring it up the floor. He'll set the offense, working it over to the left side of the floor. Stops, free throw line extended, left side. Now to the right wing with the pass for Stroyan. Looks inside, nothing there. Back top of the key, Casey Kennett with it there. She'll dribble it to the left wing. Down to the baseline, now up with the 10-footer. It's off the front of the rim. Rebound for Heim. Layup on the left is good for Carly Heim. That's 6 for Heim. That's one of the things Coach Shield talked about in the pregame is they'll look to work the offensive glass hard. 12-4 the lead for Hayes. Northwest with the basketball. McAndrews on the left side. Walks it toward the middle of the floor. Now to McConkie on the left. Inside to the block. Gets it to Meyer. Couple of dribbles. Now to Dentlinger at the free throw line. Outright. Haggard. 3 on the way. Off the front of the rim. Rebound inside for Hayes as Heim comes out of there with it. Leads the break. A 3-on-2 over to the right side. Layup by Kennett is good. That's 4 for Casey Kennett. 14-4 the lead for Hayes. Now Northwest with the basketball. We've got 5:27 to play in the first quarter. Dentlinger works it over to the right side for McAndrews. And we're going to see a 5-for-5 substitution here in just a minute from Coach Shield. Dentlinger gets it out to the left side for McAndrews. To the elbow, up with a 15-footer. In and out, no good. And Heim with another rebound for Fort Hays State. She'll leave it out on the right side. Goes to Page. Page inside. Nice pass down low. And Tatiana Leggett benefits with a layup on the left. That's 4 points for Leggett. It's a 16-4 game. And now the ball knocked into the backcourt and chased down by Emma Stroyan, who gets a steal. Spins inside. Ball knocked away by Dentlinger. But a foul call on Maria Dentlinger. It'll be the first of this ball game. And it will send Emma Stroyan to the free throw line to shoot 2 for Fort Hays State. Toes the line, gets ready for the first free throw. It's on the way, and no good.
Northwest coming out a little bit sluggish to start this game. You have to wonder, after a double overtime game on Thursday and all the basketball played throughout this week, if on the women's side they're not a little bit on the tired side as well.
Zoe Hayward, Kylie Coleman, Macy Williams, Kehlani Ma'ava, and Mele Tupuwata all into the game for Northwest. And the second free throw is good for Stroyan. So she hit one of the two. She has 3 points. And it's a 17-4 lead for Fort Hays State. Northwest with the basketball. Coleman on the right side. Brings it to the top of the key for Hayward. Hayward will work it over to the right for Coleman. Coleman with one dribble. Gets the bounce pass inside. Mahava, turnaround shot off the glass. No good. Heim there for another rebound for Hayes. Heim will look all the way down court. Gets a nice long pass to Leggett, who hits the layup. That's six for Leggett. And it's a 19-4 lead for Fort Hays State. Williams works it over to the left side. Now on to the right for Tupuwata. Inside to Mahava. Tried to get it on the give and go to Tupuwata. She goes to the floor after it. Heim reaches in, gets a held ball call. And Northwest will keep possession with 4:11 to play in the first quarter. Macy Williams inbounding on the left side to Coleman on the wing. Dribbles down to the baseline. Goes up with the floater, partially blocked away. And a rebound to Leggett for Fort Hays State. Ahead to Heim. She'll work it to Kennett. Dribbles on the wing. Looks down low toward the baseline. Gets the pass to Stroyan. Stroyan will dribble it into the lane against Mayaba. Up and under move. Got away with the travel. The shot no good. And the rebound for Tupuwata for Northwest Missouri State. Macy Williams takes the outlet. Works it to the right side for Hayward. Drive down to the baseline. A collision on the baseline and a block foul coming against Emma Stroyan. That'll be the first foul against Fort Hays State. And into the lineup for the Tigers comes Belle Barbieri and also Taylor Rawls. So an inbound coming from Macy Williams. Baseline right for Northwest. 3:41 to play in the first quarter. Into Hayward. On the right wing with it. Gets it top of the key. Coleman. Left side Williams. Williams down to the baseline with the dribble. Spins. Kicks it out to Hayward. Three-pointer is blocked away. Lanny Page got a hand on it, and the rebound for Carly Heim for Fort Hays State. Over to the left side. Leggett on the drive. Gets a pass inside. Shot no good for Barbieri, but she draws a foul. We'll go to the line to shoot two for Hays. This one on Zoe Hayward. That'll be the first on Hayward. Second team foul against Northwest. And two opportunities for Barbieri, who struggles at the line, just 6 of 20 on the season. Her first one here, no good. 3:21 to play in the first quarter, 19-4 the lead for Fort Hays State. Second free throw is up, and that one rattles down. So Barbieri got one of the two. Her first point, it's a 20-4 lead for Fort Hays State. Williams across midcourt with the dribble. To the top of the key. Spins. Gets it over to the right side. Tupuwata on the drive. Double team. Gets it across to Mayaba. Turnaround jumper. No good. And Tupuwata had the rebound knocked out of her hands from behind by Barbieri. So Northwest will inbound. Baseline right. Back in for Hayes. Casey Kennett after just a quick breather for Coach Tony Hobson. Carly Heim heads to the sideline. Now Williams set to inbound it for Northwest. Gets it into Mahava. Just outside the paint. Turnaround shot. No good. And the rebound for Hayes. Pulling it down was Leggett. Outlet will work ahead on the left side for Rolls. Now between the circles, Kennett to Page. Lanny Page works it over to the left side. Now down the lane. Goes up with the shot. That one no good. On the rebound, a foul call. And this will go against Fort Hays State. It'll be the first on Belle Barbieri. Second team foul against Hayes. And Northwest Missouri State with the basketball. 2:47 to go in the first quarter. Bearcats trailing by 16. Williams at the top of the key. Backs it out. Now goes over to the left side. Pass for Coleman on the right wing. She'll drive with it. Kick it into the left corner for Williams. Williams with one dribble. Tried to go into Mayaba, but the ball taken away by Leggett. She'll give it up for Kennett. Dribbles to the right wing. Skip pass across to the left side for Rawls. Now looks inside. Nice pass for Barbieri. Who hits the shot. 3 points now for Barbieri, and it's a 22-4 game with 2:15 to play in the first quarter. We'll see another 5-for-5 substitution from Coach Scheel. And the next dead ball. Left side, Coleman with it on the wing. Crossover down to the baseline. Tried to go up with the shot. Draws the foul. This will be the first on Tatiana Leggett. Third team foul, and it will result in a couple of free throw attempts for Kylie Coleman.
First time we've really seen the 5-for-5 substitutions out of Coach Scheel this season. It's something that in the past we've seen a lot from Washburn, both on their men's and women's sides.
First free throw for Coleman is good.
four of the five new will come in. That's Jalen Haggard, Mallory McConkey, Tanya Meyer, and Maria Dentlinger. Mallory McAndrews will come in place of Coleman in a moment. Carly Heim back on the floor for Fort Hays State, taking the place of Lanny Page. 2:05 to go in the first quarter. 22-5, the lead for Fort Hays State. Second free throw for Coleman. In and out, no good. And the rebound for Tatiana Leggett for Fort Hays State. Heim calls out the offense as she crosses midcourt. Over to the right side. On the wing, finds Kennett. Kennett back to Heim. Heim to Kennett. Open for three. It's on the way, and it's off the back of the rim. Long rebound to Haggard on the run. Haggard doesn't have the numbers. Tried to leave it out for Coleman on the right side, and Rolfe sneaks in to get a hand on the basketball, knocks it out of bounds, so Northwest will inbound as McAndrews now gets into the ball game for Coleman. Ball will be inbounded on the baseline near the corner on the right side of the floor as Haggard gets it in to Meyer, who bobbles it, now hands it back to Haggard. Haggard over to the left side, McAndrews wide open, the three on the way, that one is short, the rebound underneath for Barbieri for Fort Hays State. Pass goes ahead to Rolfe, skip across to the left side, Kennett. Thought about a three, now holds on to it. One dribble, will give it to Heim between the circles. Back to Kennett, now to the baseline left. Leggett, the end of the lane, kick into the corner. Right side three from Rolfe, in and out, no good. Rebound picked up by Casey Kennett, and a foul coming against Northwest as well, right after that rebound. That'll be the first on Mallory McConkey.
Talked earlier about the job that Fort Hays State's doing offensively with rebounds. They're also really doing a good job on the defensive boards, limiting to Northwest to just one offensive rebound.
Emma Stroyan back into the ballgame along with Whitney Randall seeing her first action. Leggett and Barbieri go to the sideline for Coach Tony Hobson. Now to the top of the key it comes for Stroyan. Over to the left side. This time Kennett will take the three and she drops it. Casey Kennett with her 31st three of the season. First of this game, she has 7 points. It's 25-5 with a minute to play in the first quarter. Fort Hays State with a lead over Northwest Missouri State. Left side, McAndrews. Bounce pass into Dentlinger. Now to the top of the key, Haggard. A three on the way. That's off the back of the rim. Rebound for Maria Dentlinger. She'll get it out to Andrews at the top of the key. Right side, Haggard. Now to McConkey. Shot fake. Drive along the baseline. Double team to Dentlinger. Now out on the wing. Gets it to McAndrews. Top of the key, Haggard. Over to the right side, McConkey thought about a three, instead drives with it in the lane, gives it for Dentlinger, 12-footer on the way, hits the front of the rim, bounces around and out, and on the rebound, Tanya Meyer will be called for her first foul. Fourth team foul against Northwest, and with 29 seconds to play in the first quarter, and a 20-point lead, Fort Hays State will have the basketball as Kehlani Mahava will check into the lineup for Meyer.
That last possession didn't result in a basket for Northwest, but showing a lot more life offensively, a lot better job of moving without the basketball that trip down the floor.
Heim across the timeline right side, works it over to the left for Kennett. Kennett between the circles, back to Heim now on the right wing. Now to Kennett, top of the key, over to the left wing for Rolfe. Rolfe skips it across to the right for Heim, 12 on the clock. Up with the shot from the baseline, no good. McConkey the rebound. Cats with a chance, 7 seconds left in the quarter. Cross midcourt, Haggard. Over to the left wing, down to the baseline, spins, kicks it out. McConkey will launch it. That one will miss short and right. And at the end of the first quarter, it's 25-5, Fort Hays State with a lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM Health offers 10 medical clinics and 35 primary care and specialty providers throughout Bearcat Nation. More at ssmhealth.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Pearson, Chad Townsend, Derek Schluter, and Maggie Wilson offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
bearcatbusiness.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Their 6 locations offer short and long-term rehab, 24-hour skilled nursing care, respite care, as well as one-on-one speech, occupational, and physical therapy. More at tiffanycare.com.
Back in Hays, Kansas, about ready to start the second quarter. First quarter stats, Northwest 2 of 14 from the field, 0 of 6 from three-point range. Hays, 11 of 18 from the field, 1 of 3 from outside the arc. Hays with the ball to start this second quarter. Over on the right side, Rolfs with it on the wing. Guarded by McAndrews. Now to Heim between the circles. She looks baseline left. Gets it there and a quick touch pass from Randall to the left wing. Kennett takes the three. No good. Rebound Rolfs. Follow won't go, but she draws the foul. And will head to the free throw line to shoot two for Hays.
Well, maybe one way to look at this, with the exception of the game Thursday night, Northwest has had a tough time putting together four good quarters of basketball. Well, they got their back quarter out of the way here, and just concentrate on three good quarters left.
Maria Dentlinger gets called for the foul. Taylor Rolfs hits the first of two free throw attempts. Now Dentlinger to the sideline as Tanya Meyer checks in. Second free throw for Rolfs is good. So she gets her first 2 points of the game. 27-5, the lead for Fort Hays State over Northwest Missouri State. 9:34 to play in the first half. Jalen Haggard with it on the right side. She's open for three. Shot won't go. Rebound for Carly Heim, who has just been crushing it on the boards in this first half. Over to the left side. Randall on the drive to the baseline, up with a jumper from six, and it's good for Whitney Randall. 29-5, the lead for Fort Hays State. Northwest with the basketball. Into the left corner it goes for McAndrews. She'll bring it to the top of the key. Now over to the left side, Haggard. Inside to Meyer. Foul from behind by Whitney Randall. That'll be the first on Randall. First team foul against Hays in this second quarter as well. 9:06 to play in the first half. 29-5 the lead for Fort Hays State. Inbound to Meyer. Hands it to Haggard. A left corner three. In and out. Won't go. And the rebound for Emma Stroyan for Fort Hays State. Gets it over to Rolfs on the left side. She'll skip it across to the right side for Kennett. Kennett back between the circles. That's Rolfs. Over to Kennett on the right side. Guarded by Haggard. Puts it on the floor. Dribbled toward the corner. Now brings it back to the middle of the floor for Rolfs. She'll drive down the left side of the lane. Bounce pass into the corner. Stroyan now on to the left wing for Heim. Heim looked inside. Tried to get a bounce pass to Rolfs, but led her too much with that pass. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will get it back. Lanny Page back in the lineup for Fort Hays State. Tatiana Leggett will come back in as well. 8:37 to play in the first half. Jalen Haggard dribbles across midcourt for Northwest. Work the offense to the left side of the floor. Into the corner for McConkie. She brings it up to the wing. Now to Meyer between the circles. Over to the right, McAndrews. She's on the wing. Looks inside. The ball kicked by Page. So an inbound for Northwest coming on the far sideline. Haggard will inbound it near the corner. Sets the play in motion. Gets it into Meyer on the right side. She'll hand it back to Haggard. Now over to McConkie, left side. McAndrews, left side. Inside to Ma'ava. She takes a couple of dribbles. Her shot knocked away, but a foul on Emma Stroyan will send Ma'ava to the free throw line for two. And they actually call it on Tatiana Leggett, so that'll be her second. Stroyan will stay with one. Two team fouls. And Ma'ava to the line for two. She's 14 of 21 from there this season. Her first one rattles down. 3 points for Ma'ava. A second free throw coming her way as Kylie Coleman gets set to check in for Northwest. Ma'ava's second free throw goes, so she hits both, has 4 points. And Coleman back into the ball game for Northwest, takes the place of Mallory McConkie. Fort Hays State with the ball, leading it 29-7 over Northwest Missouri State. 8:08 to go in the first half. Heim on the right, down to the corner, gets it for Rolfs. Heim between the circles for Page. Over to the left side, hands it for Stroyan. Now to Heim. Heim will try the drive down the lane, tries to go up with the shot, but a reach-in foul during the drive This will go against Mallory McAndrews. That'll be the first on McAndrews. Second team foul against Northwest. Hayes in, mounting on the baseline right. And back into the ballgame for the Tigers is Casey Kennett. Kennett will inbound it. Looks on the right, gets it to Page. Guarded by Coleman. Page on the wing, gets it out between the circles. Heim now over to the left side for Rolfs. Rolfs down to the baseline with the dribble. Double team, still tried to force the shot and gets the foul. So she'll go to the line and shoot two for Hayes. Mallory McAndrews called for her second. Rolfs 2 of 2 at the line so far in this game. She'll get two more opportunities here. And the first one is good. Mallory McConkie back in for Northwest. Ma'aba to the sideline. Zoe Hayward onto the floor. McAndrews to the sideline.
Coach Shield just trying to find a combination of five out there that's clicking in this first half.
A second free throw coming for Taylor Rolfs. Saying that one is good. All four of her points have come at the free throw line. 31-7 the lead for Fort Hays State over Northwest Missouri State. 7:38 to play in the first half. Left side, Hayward. Out of the top of the key, Coleman. Over to the right, Haggard. Thought about a three. Instead goes to Meyer, cutting to the basket. And Meyer hits the shot off the glass. First points for Tanya Meyer. 31-9, the lead for Hayes. Tigers with a basketball. Heim dribbles toward the right sideline. Top of the key, Kennett. She takes a three. It's good. Second three of the half for Casey Kennett. She has 10 points. Averages 12 a game, and it's 34-9. Fort Hays State, 7:07 to play in the first half. Haggard over to the left for Coleman. Coleman to the top of the key for Hayward. Hayward now to Meyer. She'll put up a three on the right wing. That's too strong. Rebound for Kennett for Fort Hays State. Now it will go to Hine. She's across midcourt with it. Now to Page in the corner. Skips it over to the left side for Kennett. Kennett dribbles to the top of the key. Gets a pass inside. Stroyan with a quick shot. And it's good for Emma Stroyan. That's five for Stroyan, and it's 36-9, Fort Hays State. 6:34 to go in the first half. McConkie over to the left side. Coleman gets by Page. Tried to go into Meyer. It's knocked away. Heim picks it up. She's on the fast break. One-on-one with Hayward. Stops. Now can't get anything done with it, but they're going to call a foul. This is going to go against Zoe Hayward, and with that call, it almost gives you that feel like it's going to be one of those days.
It looked like they could have just as easily maybe called a travel right before that. There was a little bump, but I think it came after just a little bit of a stutter step move before, but unfortunately, the foul was what got called out of that.
Macy Williams back into the game for Northwest. Whitney Randall has checked back in for Fort Hays State. The inbound goes past Heim and Coleman, who almost had a chance at it. Page will chase it down at midcourt. Lanny Page on the left side with the dribble. The K-State transfer now works it up to Casey Kennett. She'll dribble to the top of the key. Over to the right side for Heim. Heim with a couple of dribbles to the free throw line for Stroyan. Puts up the 16-footer, no good. And a rebound for Ma'aba for Northwest. Haggard across midcourt as we go inside. 6 minutes to play in the first half. 36-9. The lead for Fort Hays State. McConkie on the drive. Kick into the corner for Coleman. She'll go into the lane, up with the floater, no good, but she draws the contact and will head to the free throw line. This foul will be against Lanny Page. That'll be the first on Page, third against Hayes, and Coleman to the line where she is 1 of 2 in this first half. 36-9 the lead for Fort Hays State. First free throw good for Coleman. 5:48 to go in the first half. Second free throw for Coleman. Also good. 36-11. Fort Hays State with the lead in the basketball. Heim looks over at her head coach, Tony Hobson, for the play call. Brings it to the top of the key. Now on to the left side for Randall. Randall starts a drive. Kicks it into the corner. Page will dribble it up to the wing. Puts up a three. It's too strong. Rebound underneath for Stroyan. And she has it taken away by Ma'aba. Ma'aba will get the outlet to Williams. Cross midcourt with it. Hesitates. Now over to the left side. On the wing for Haggard. Haggard between the circles, Coleman to the right side for Williams. Down to the baseline with the dribble, throws it away. Right to Casey Kennett. And Kennett will work it ahead to Page. Page on the right side collides with Macy Williams and will get called for a travel. So that will give it back to Northwest Missouri State.
Good job by Macy stepping out there and forcing the play. I was a little concerned that maybe she's going to get called for the foul that time, but again, forces the turnover.
Just over 5 minutes to play in the first half, 36-11, Fort Hays State's lead. Pass inside to Maiava. Up and under move by Maiava, and a reach-in foul on Carly Heim. This will be the first on Heim, and it will send Maiava to the free throw line to shoot two for Northwest.
One area where Northwest has had some success in this game. Spin at the free throw line. Just one miss at the line so far.
Free throws will come after a timeout. 5 minutes to play in the first half, 36-11, Fort Hays State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at mymosaiclifecare.org.
Support for KXTV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Support for the Bearcats is from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management, retirement planning, and insurance protection for farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialInsurance.com.
Back in Hays, Kansas, 36-11, the lead for Fort Hays State over Northwest Missouri State. 5 minutes to play in the first half. Today's game underwritten by Walker Body Shop and Towing, providing collision repair and 24-hour towing, as well as Northwest Cell, carrying a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. Out of the timeout, Kehlani Maiava to the free throw line to shoot two. She's hit both attempts she's had in this first half so far. First of two here, on the way, and good. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. The second free throw goes for Maiava as well, 36-13. Fort Hays State with the lead in the basketball. Heim with it to the top of the key. The bounce pass to Randall. Now works it to Page on the right wing. Page will get it to the top of the key. Whitney Randall with the three. That's too strong. Coleman with the rebound in the lane for Northwest. She'll dribble it across the timeline. Top of the key. Now over to Haggard, left side. On the wing, Haggard will get it to Williams. Williams, nice look inside to Maiava. Can't get the shot to go. Rebound for Whitney Randall for Fort Hays State. Goes ahead to Page, left side of the floor. Page with it on the wing. Now goes to the top of the key. And a foul call away from the ball as Casey Kennett caught the pass at the top of the key. Call on Kehlani Maiava. That'll be her first. Team's fifth foul. So it will result in two free throw attempts for Hays. Belle Barbieri to the line for two. She's one of two from there so far. First of the two here off the front of the rim. Tanya Meyer checking back into the lineup. Maiava will come to the sideline. And a second free throw for Barbieri. And that one is up and no good. Off to the right. McConkey with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Williams. On the right side with the dribble. Now between the circles, McConkey over to the right, Coleman. On the drive, up with the shot, blocked away and rebounded by Belle Barbieri. Barbieri will give it up for Heim. She'll work it ahead down court on the sideline to Randall. Now to Heim. Out to the top of the key for Kennett. She'll dribble over to the left wing, guarded by McConkey. We'll get a screen from Barbieri, bring it top of the key. Now into the right corner, finds Randall. Randall to the free throw line, into the lane, bounce pass down low, Barbieri bobbling it, goes up with a shot, no good. Good block out by McConkey to allow Coleman to get the rebound for Northwest. 36-13 game, Fort Hays State with the lead, 3:39 to play in the first half. Coleman tried to get a pass inside, Page kicks it for a second time in this first half, so Northwest will get an inbound on the baseline left. 3:37 to go in the first half. And the inbound from Williams comes to McConkey, left side, open from 12, and the shot good for Mallory McConkey. First points for McConkey, 36-15. Fort Hays State with the lead in the basketball, 3:26 to play in the first half. Heim at the top of the key with it. Brings it over to the left side. Spires the dribble. Tries to get a pass out top of the key. Went by Barbieri, but she'll chase it down. Give it up for Kennett. She works over to the right side, guarded by McConkie. Now gets the screen. One dribble, now to Page. Page up with the shot from 17. It's too strong. And the rebound for Northwest. McConkie comes out of there with it. Now to Haggard. Ahead to Williams on the right side. Williams between the circles for Haggard. Over to the left for Coleman. Coleman looks in at Meyer. Tries to get the bounce pass to her. It's tipped loose. Meyer chases it down. Now to McConkie, top of the key. On to the left side for Coleman. Over to the right, Williams. Williams, now to Haggard. Touch pass inside to Meyer. Is hammered from behind. No call. And Hayes comes up with it. Kennett with it on the right side. Gives it to Heim. Cutting from the backside. And Heim hits the layup for Fort Hays State.
Fort Hays State really runs the ball well in transition. They've got a lot of looks inside and knocking those down off of transition points.
Northwest with it. Down 38-15. A three from the top of the key for Meyer is no good. Rebound for Whitney Randall. 2:12 to play in the first half. Heim with it for Fort Hays State on the right wing. Started a drive, cut off by Haggard. Expires the dribble. Gets it out to Kennett, top of the key. She'll work it back to the right side of the floor with the dribble. Hands it for Heim. Heim to the top of the key. Now the free throw line, cuts back the other way. Kicks it out to the left side. Randall, she'll take a three. That rattles out. Meyer there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet goes to Haggard. Now to Coleman on the left wing. Coleman down low. Meyer has it knocked away from behind. Casey Kennett stuck up from behind. And then Haggard trying to come up and get it back. Forces a travel on Casey Kennett. So Northwest will get the basketball. Taylor Rolfs back into the ballgame along with Tatiana Leggett. And the inbound for Northwest will come on the baseline left. Excuse me, on the sideline right next to the Fort Hays State bench. It comes into Haggard. Haggard gets a screen top of the key. Steps back now. Works it over to the left side. A drive by Macy Williams. Layup on the right won't go. And the rebound underneath for Emma Stroyan for Fort Hays State. Coleman went for a steal on a pass to Rolfs. Didn't get it to Page in the corner. She misses the three. Rebound underneath for Stroyan. And the follow good for Emma Stroyan. 7 for Stroyan, 40-15 the lead for Fort Hays State. Just over a minute to play in the first half. Down the left side of the lane, Haggard, shot no good. Rebound picked up by Leggett. She'll get it ahead to Page. Stops on the right wing with the dribble. At the inside, now has to go between the circles with it. Over to the left side of the floor for Heim. Heim with a bounce pass down low. Leggett with a dribble, tries the up and under move, stopped by Meyer. She'll get it back out to Heim. Drives baseline. Goes up with the shot. Too far behind the basket. And the rebound comes to Macy Williams for Northwest. 36 seconds to play in the first half. Williams down the right side of the lane. Kicks it out to Haggard. A three on the way. That's short. Rebound for Heim inside for Fort Hays State. Ahead to Rolfs. One-on-one with Coleman. And now help from Leggett, who can't get the layup. And a rebound for Macy Williams with 20 seconds to play in the first half. Haggard will let a little time come off, not much, then try to get the final shot of the half. Clock hits 10. Haggard out near midcourt. Now it's at 7. Gets a screen from Meyer. Meyer gets a pass top of the key. Couple of dribbles. Shot from 17. No good. Rebound for Page for Fort Hays State. And at the half, it's 40-15. Fort Hays State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to Gross Coliseum in Hays, Kansas, right after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by Twaddle Realty in Maryville. As United Country Realtor, Brian Twaddle provides real estate services for residential, farm, and commercial properties. More information available at 562-7562 or MaryvilleMillRealEstate.net.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audiovisual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More information is available at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Hope Lutheran Church in Maryville and the Lutheran Campus Center next to the Northwest Alumni House. Hope Lutheran offers families and students weekly Bible study, worship, and fellowship. More at MarylandHope.org.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MarryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Consumers Oil Company in Maryville. Since 1928, Consumers has been supporting farmers in Northwest Missouri by providing refined fuels, feeds, and propane. More information is at Consumers Oil Maryville.
We're at the half of the women's matchup, 40-15. Fort Hays State with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women. And John didn't hit many shots in that first half, didn't get many second chance opportunities, and that's why we see the low score for the Bearcats.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster. Northwest shooting 15.4% from the field, and 0 of 11 from three-point range out of that. And the downside of that, too, is when you're missing that many shots, you need to get some offensive rebounds, just two offensive rebounds in that first half. Then on the other side, giving too many points in the paint as well. 22 of the 40 points from Fort Hays State coming in the paint. A lot of those in transition after a rebound on the other end. They're getting the fast break going and getting some easy looks at the other end. Just really a very difficult first half for Northwest.
And what's even more challenging about the points in the paint and the inside is Northwest knew going in that was going to be something they'd have to watch out for.
Yeah, and still unable to stop. And again, this is a very good Fort Hays State team. Came in with only four losses on the year. Their losses coming to Central Missouri, UNK, Washburn, and Emporia State, some of the top teams in the conference. So it's a very talented team. And but still, going in, you knew that was going to be an issue that you had to stop, and just unable to get it done in the first half.
We are at the half, 40-15. Fort Hays State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. When we come back, we'll hear from the associate head coach of the men's basketball team, Austin Meyer. We'll do it right after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Lane's Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Gardner Family Dentistry in Maryville. Dr. Jeff Gardner and his staff specialize in treating the whole family with a focus on kids of all ages. Other services include implants, crowns, and general dentistry. Now accepting new patients, more at MarryvilleSmiles.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Home by Sonia at 103 South Main in Maryville. Home by Sonia provides full-service interior styling along with custom window coverings, flooring, furniture, and more. Information is available online at homebysonia.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
We're back in Hays, Kansas at the half of the women's matchup, 40-15. Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Joining us now is Northwest men's associate head coach Austin Meyer. And Austin, I know you guys are coming off that loss against Kearney the other night, and offensively, just a big struggle. You know, everybody's going to have off nights, but it just felt like the whole team kind of had an off night offensively.
Yeah, we didn't shoot well from three. You know, we weren't in sync, and you know, there's a lot of standing around. When the ball went inside, you know, we really tried to clean up our cutting action and stuff when we go into the post, but it kind of seemed like we went inside and then we just kind of stood and there wasn't a lot of movement. We missed a lot of bunnies around the basket too. I mean, Justin missed you know, three or four that he normally makes. Brett got pretty deep at times and wasn't able to finish. Just kind of uncharacteristic just, you know, skill things with our guys. But, you know, you go on the road like that and you miss easy shots, you don't make, you know, 80-plus percent of your layups and shots within 3 or 4 feet, and then you go 4-16 from three, it's going to be hard to win. You know, we didn't think we were bad defensively. We thought we were pretty good defensively. But once again, kind of like Southern, our defensive rebounding, you know, especially in the first half, I think they got 6 offensive rebounds, which really hurt us going into the locker room.
The toughest news coming out of that game will actually come today for everybody. You guys will be without Justin Pitts.
Yeah, he got hit the other night during the game, and you know, he came off, said he was fine, and was still kind of wasn't feeling great after the game, and we tested him the next morning, and he's got a concussion, so we'll have to sit him out for a little while and go through all the protocol and everything. So, but I think it's a challenge for our guys, and it could be a good thing. You know, he's a guy that's been obviously out there 40 minutes a game, every game, so hopefully this could be kind of a chance to get him re-energized and get off his legs a little bit too, and then for our guys just to other guys step up. You know, we talked about it yesterday when a guy like that goes down. People don't really have to change the way they play. They just have to play their role better. And so, you know, today you're going to see obviously we're going to be bigger out there, some bigger lineups, and, you know, we're going to try to go inside quite a bit. And hopefully it's just, you know, everybody comes together and a team effort and can pull one out on the road.
Well, one of the things we saw is when you guys played Lincoln Memorial, Justin didn't have one of his better games offensively. We really saw Ibu step up in that game.
Yeah, absolutely. And the hard part is when Justin isn't great offensively, he's still out there making plays. You know, he may not have points, or even if he didn't have assists, he's still putting pressure on defenses. So that's going to be a challenge today, you know, offensively. But we got other guys. Obviously, we've talked about before, we got a lot of good players on this team. It's not just Justin Pitts. And, you know, obviously, they're at the team over there that they've probably spent, you know, 3 or 4 days preparing on all the ball screens we're going to set. And then you're probably not going to see as many today. So hopefully it's just kind of a different look that maybe they spent a lot of time preparing on that, and they're not going to see as much of it today. So hopefully that's the case. But, you know, rebounding is going to be key. Like I said, we're going to have bigger lineups. We're really going to try to pound the glass offensively, and hopefully we do a better job boxing out on the defensive boards.
What does this Hayes team bring in today?
Yeah, they're a really good team. Hadley Gillum, they're kind of stretch 4-5. He can shoot it. They'll run some ISO stuff to him. They run a high-low offense as well, and then they're what they call T-motion that they've ran over the years. They're just really good at getting the ball moving and looking for opportunities. They're fundamentally sound. They have, you know, guys that can shoot it, and it's just going to take, you know, our defense. We've gone over their stuff. We know what we got to do, and we talked about defensively just, and it's not a scouting report thing. It's just every game we want 5 guys engaged every single possession for the entire game, and we watched back on the Kearney game, and there was possessions where, you know, we were really good, really good. And then all of a sudden you have, you know, 1 or 2 guys to take a possession off. And you got to have 5 guys engaged the entire possession if you want to win games on the road.
All right, Coach, get one today.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State Men's Associate Head Coach. They will match up against Fort Hays State a little bit later on this afternoon. We're at the half of the women's game. It's a 40-15 lead for Hays over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to look at some of the first half stats right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677. And from Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com. Support also comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claim assistance, and insurance reviews. More information is available from Shelter agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. Also from Carson Sports Grill on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More information at 582-2699. Support for today's game is provided by Younger Auction Company. Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com. And from Bullseye Trading in Maryville, located at 1115 East 1st Street, open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Bullseye Trading offers guns, ammo, and payday and pawn loans. For more info, call 660-241-5013. Support also comes from SSM Health St. Francis Hospital, offering a range of health services in the Northwest Missouri region, including 24/7 emergency services and cancer care. More at SSMHealth.com. Also from the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prinery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
Yeah. The Halftime Report, underwritten by Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Hays, Kansas at the half of the women's matchup, 40-15, Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Look at some of the numbers from the first half for Northwest. 6 points out of Kehlani Ma'ava leading the way in scoring. She also leads the team in rebounds with four. She was 4 of 4 at the free throw line. 3 points from Kylie Coleman. She was 3 of 4 at the free throw line. A couple of points apiece for Tanya Meyer, Mallory McConkey, and Maria Dentlinger. On the other side for Fort Hays State, 10 points out of Casey Kennett leading the way. She had a couple of three-pointers. Matter of fact, the only 2 3-pointers for either team in the first half. 8 points out of Carly Hines, 7 from Emma Stroyan, 6 for Tatiana Leggett, 4 points for Taylor Rolfs, Belle Barbieri with 3, and Whitney Randall with 2. Team totals for Northwest, just 4 of 26 from the field in the first half. They were 2 of 14 in the first quarter and 2 of 12 in the second quarter. 0 of 11 from three-point range, but 7 of 8 at the free throw line. On the other side for Fort Hays State, they were 16 of 34 from the field, 2 of 9 from three-point range, and 6 of 10 at the free throw line in the first half. Points in the paint, Hays with 22, Northwest with 6. Hays scored 11 points off of 9 Northwest turnovers. Northwest scored 4 points off of 3 Fort Hays State turnovers in the first half. So there's a look at some of the numbers. Fort Hays State leading the Northwest Missouri State women 40-15 here at the half. We'll be back to get you ready for second half action right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing and copying of letterhead, envelopes, business cards, posters, and more. Rapid Elite also features website design, ink and toner, and UPS and FedEx shipping services. More at RapidEliteMaryville.com. And from Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at TriStateChryslerDodgeJeepRam.com. Or at 660-582-3677. Support also comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union, serving the area since 1933. Offering in-house decisions on auto and recreational loans within one business day, the credit union is located at the intersection of Highway 71 and East South Avenue, today, tomorrow, together. Also from King City Lumber, their post-frame and all-steel buildings can be used as homes, barns, sheds, garages, or commercial buildings. More information about design and construction is at KingCityLumber.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300. And from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville at 125 East South Avenue. Rogers provides patients and their families with medical supplies, including oxygen, CPAP, scooters, and home medical equipment. More information is online at RogersRxMV.com. Support also comes from Lanes Network One, providing computer and tablet repair, virus removal, computer sales, and in-home repair service. More information is available at 660-241-4003. Also from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at PizzaRanch.com.
Okay. Support for the Halftime Report comes from Tri-State Ford and Lincoln in Maryville.
Back in Hays, Kansas, 40-15, Fort Hays State women with the lead over Northwest Missouri State as we're just about ready for the second half to begin here in Hays. Northwest will have some work to do here in this second half. Today's game, underwritten by Tri-State Ford Lincoln, Tri-State Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and Pitsenberger's Auto Body, taking the dents out of accidents. Men's matchup will come your way after this one. Bearcat men looking to bounce back from a loss, but we talked about it in the pregame just before this game. When you look beyond the end of February and regionals, we also saw a loss last night from Northern State, one of the teams. But now we're starting to see in the MIAA that Washburn is going to be a team that you're also going to have to consider, not just for regionals, but conference as well.
Oh, no doubt about that. I think, Matt, we kind of got an idea that Washburn is going to be a team to be reckoned with when Northwest played the Ichabod's at Municipal Auditorium in a game that was just a non-conference game out of that MIAA challenge there. They really looked much improved in that game, and they really haven't fallen off much of nothing else. They've probably improved a lot since that game as well.
Northwest will have the ball to start the second half. They're going to work left to right here at Gross Coliseum in Hayes, Kansas. Jalen Haggard takes the inbound. Will work against Carly Heim in the man-to-man defense from Fort Hayes State. Haggard dribbles over to the right side, gets a screen from Ma'aba to the top of the key. Now over to Meyer. Inside to Ma'aba on the block. Spins, goes up with the shot, and it's good for Kehlani Ma'aba.
Northwest just needs to forget about that first half, come out, and get some positive things going here in the second half and see what they can do. Again, they got a lot to make up, but they just have to forget about the way things went that first half.
That's eight for Ma'aba. Now Fort Hayes State with it at the other end. Dribbling with it on the right side is Kennett. Kennett will work it out to the top of the key for Stroyan. Stroyan will give it to Kennett, who goes on the drive. Shot knocked away, but they're going to call Ma'aba for a foul. That'll be the second on Kehlani Ma'aba, the first foul of the second half. And it's going to send Casey Kennett to the free throw line to shoot two for Fort Hayes State. For Kennett, it'll be her first trip to the free throw line this afternoon. She's a 75% free throw shooter. Her first one is good. 11 points for Kennett. She averages 12 a game. Just over 30 seconds into the second half here, and Kennett knocks down the second free throw as well. 42-17, the lead for Fort Hayes State. Northwest with the basketball. Screen at the top of the key. Haggard on the drive down the lane. Shot blocked away by Heim, who will pick up the rebound for Fort Hayes State as well. Ahead to Page on the right wing. Spins, gets it out to Heim. I'm now to the top of the key with it. On to the left side. A shot fake and a drive by Leggett, who puts the shot off the glass and in. That's eight for Titania Leggett. 44-17 the lead for the Tigers. 8:48 to play in the third quarter. Tanya Meyer with a three from the left wing. It's off the front of the rim. Ma'aba, the offensive rebound, brings it out to the perimeter with the dribble. Now we'll hand it for McConkie. McConkie to the free throw line. Over to the left side, McAndrews. McAndrews now to the corner, McConkie. Down to the baseline, now inside, gets it for Meyer. Meyer goes up with the shot, no good, but Meyer draws the foul on Tatiana Leggett, and will go to the free throw line. And they called it on Stroyan, but it was Leggett who was defending, so that'll be the second on Stroyan. Either way, Meyer at the free throw line for two, and her first one is good. 3 points for Tanya Meyer. Second free throw coming for the senior. And that one is good as well. So 4 points now for Meyer. It's a 44-19 game. Fort Hayes State with a lead in the basketball. 8:24 to play in the third quarter. Heim between the circles. Works it over to the left side. Bounce pass on the wing to Leggett. Drives. Double clutch shot. No good. But she draws a foul. And will head to the free throw line. Tanya Meyer called for her second. And Leggett will get to the free throw line for the first time in this ball game. Leggett, a 76% free throw shooter this year. First of two here is good. 9 points now for Leggett, who came in as the leading scorer for Fort Hayes State, averaging 14 a game. Second free throw is up. That one in and out, no good. And the rebound for Meyer for Northwest. Haggard will bring it across the timeline, get a screen, working it to the left side of the floor. Now tried to go to Meyer. Leggett gets the steal. She'll take it the other way and get a layup. 11 now for Leggett. 47-19, the lead for Fort Hayes State.
And 11 turnovers for Northwest.
7:52 to play in the third quarter. Haggard started a drive, kicks it into the left side for McAndrews. McAndrews to McConkie between the circles. Drive down to the baseline for McConkie, and we're going to have a hand check foul called here. This one will go on Casey Kennett. That'll be her first. second team foul against Hayes in this third quarter, so Northwest will inbound baseline right. Inbound right side, McConkie drives, gets through two defenders, and then hits the shot off the glass. Nice move by Mallory McConkie, and it's 47-21. Fort Hays State with the lead in the ball, 7.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Heim works it over to the left side, on the wing for Kennett. Kennett down to the baseline with the dribble, up with a jumper from 15, no good. Rebound for Tanya Meyer for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard. She'll be picked up by Heim as she crosses midcourt. Now to Meyer, right side. Over to the sideline for McAndrews. Looked in at Maava. Now to McConkie. Over to the left side, Haggard. Out on the wing, inside to Meyer at the high post. She'll back it down, go up with a shot, right side. Good for Tanya Meyer. Six for Meyer, 47-23. Hayes with the lead in the ball. Kennett with it on the left side. Looks inside, gets it there for Stroyan. She squares up, up with the eight-footer. It's short, and the rebound for Maava for Northwest. Cats trying to chip away at the lead for Fort Hays State. Over to the left side, McConkie. Pass inside is tipped around, and it's taken by Lanny Page for Fort Hays State. Quick pass ahead to Heim. Layup is good, and she draws the foul on Jalen Haggard, who comes up wincing as she went to the floor on that play. And a three-point play opportunity coming up for Carly Heim. Now two of the officials have come together here. They are counting the basket. Foul is on Jalen Haggard. The first on Haggard. And it'll be the first free throw attempt for Carly Heim as well. Maria Dentlinger and Kylie Coleman check into the lineup for Northwest. Haggard looks like may have tweaked something in that right leg a little bit as Heim misses the free throw. And then a fight for the rebound. It goes out of bounds off of Barbieri.
What?
Oh, one official pointed it would be Northwest basketball. And now another official steps in and calls a foul on Tanya Meyer.
That cat also had Coach Buck Shill just to our right surprised by that as well.
It's the third on Meyer. Now an inbound for Fort Hays State. Over to Page on the right side. Out on the wing, Leggett. Leggett to the top of the key with the dribble, working against Meyer for Heim on the left wing. Down to the baseline, into the paint. Long bounce pass over to the right for Rawls. Now to Page. Page to the wing. Leaves it for Rawls. She'll work it toward the left. Now back it out. Work it over to Page, right side. Page down to the baseline, driving on McAndrews, who gets called for a reach-in foul as Page goes up with the shot. So for Mallory McAndrews, that'll be her third foul. So three players with two fouls each and a couple of players with three fouls each for Northwest. Page at the free throw line for two, and the first one is good. Again, Lanny Page just started playing after the break. She was a transfer from Kansas State and just started her Fort Hays State career after the break, a sophomore out of Wamego, Kansas. A 6'3", she's listed as a forward, but plays more guard than she does forward. Second free throw is good for Paige as well.
Well, she's a nice addition to what was already a good basketball team.
Now a little pressure in the backcourt. Zoe Hayward will bring the ball up the floor, working against Taylor Rawls. Now a collision on the near side, and pass out to Haggard. Haggard will work it over to the left side for Coleman. Now to Dentlinger. Gives it up for Hayward. She's on the left wing with it. Calls for a screen. Maava tries to come out and set it. Now has to go to Haggard. Seven on the shot clock. Haggard at the top of the key. Gets a pass to the right. Coleman with the drive. Bounce pass into Maava. Shot off the glass. Good for Kehlani Maava. Nice ball movement by Northwest. 51-25. Fort Hays State with the lead in the basketball. 5:28 to play in the third quarter. Rolfs on the right side for the Tigers. Down the left side of the lane. And she draws the foul on Hayward. That'll be the third Bearcat with three fouls. And a couple of free throw opportunities coming up for Taylor Rawls. She is 4 of 4 from there in the game so far. First free throw off the front of the rim, no good.
There is one area that Fort Hays State has struggled. It's been at the free throw line this afternoon.
Mallory McConkie back into the lineup, takes the place of Zoe Hayward.
They are getting at the line an awful lot to have an opportunity to shoot free throws.
Second free throw for Rolfs is good. So she hit one of the two. All five of her points have come at the free throw line. Now an inbound for Northwest. And the Bearcats with the basketball. 52-25 the lead for the Tigers. Haggard across midcourt. Over on the left side, picks up the dribble, spins, gets it out to Mahava. She'll take a three, and that one out of bounds and belongs to Hayes. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Fort Hays State with the basketball in the left corner. Carly Heim just about double dribbled with it, but keeps the dribble to Rolfe's top of the key down the right side. No look pass in the lane is knocked loose, and then a foul call on the chase for the loose ball. Kylie Coleman went to the floor after it, as did Belle Barbieri, and Barbieri called for her second foul. It's also a timeout, 52-25. Hayes with the lead over Northwest, 4:52 to play in the third. We're back in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber services is at 660-562-0300.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Ziegler Ag Equipment. Ziegler carries new and used tractors, combines, and sprayers, and provides equipment repairs and maintenance. Locations in Maryville, Chillicothe, and Marshall. More information at ZIEGLERAG.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. Learn more at 660-562-0025.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Carpet Plus Bargain Barn on North Highway 71 in Maryville, providing carpet from Mohawk and Shaw, as well as hardwood flooring, tile, laminate, and vinyl. Carpet Plus provides estimates and arranges installation. More at carpetplus.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union at the Highway 71 East South Avenue intersection, serving Nottoway County employees, Northwest alumni, and 19 school districts across the area. Northwest Missouri Regional Credit Union. Today, tomorrow, together.
Northwest with the basketball following the timeout. A drive over on the left side by Kylie Coleman. She draws a foul on Lanny Page. That'll be the second on Page. And Coleman will go to the free throw line for two for Northwest. She is 3 of 4 from there. Those attempts coming back in the first half, and her first of two here is good. All four of her points have come at the free throw line. 52-26, Fort Hays State's lead with 4:41 to play in the third quarter. Coleman knocks down the second free throw as well. Fort Hays State with the basketball. Heim brings it across midcourt. Works it over to the left side. Whitney Randall tries to drive the baseline up with a six-footer. No good. Mahava there for the rebound for Northwest. Outlet will go to Haggard. Now to Mahava. On to the right side, Coleman. Coleman to Haggard. Works it over to McConkie. McConkie to the baseline on the drive. Spins with it. Goes up with the shot from six. It's off right. Page with the rebound for Fort Hays State. Across midcourt with the dribble. Down the right side of the lane she goes. Underhanded layup. No good. Rebound fought for in the lane. Still loose. Now it's kicked out and it's going to be picked up by Heim. Over to the left side, Rolfe. In the corner, Page takes a three. That's off left. Long rebound along the baseline, and this one's fought for as well. This time a held ball call. Mahava got a hold of the basketball for Northwest, along with Belle Barbieri, and a possession arrow will give it to Fort Hays State. Casey Kennett will check in for Fort Hays State, along with Tatiana Leggett. Mele Tupuwata into the lineup for Northwest, taking the place of Kehlani Mahava. 3:49 to go in the third quarter, 52-27. Hayes' lead. They'll inbound baseline right. Comes in to Leggett, who puts up a 16-footer and knocks it down from the right side. Leggett with 13, one shy of her season average. And it's 54-27, Fort Hays State. Gentlinger on to the left side for McConkie. Now to Coleman, top of the key for Haggard. Over to the left, McConkie, now to Coleman. It's inside Tupuwata, can't get it there. To Dentlinger, top of the key, right side Haggard, into the corner McConkie. Drive along the baseline. Pass inside is tipped loose and will be knocked out of bounds on the far side by Taylor Rolfs. So an inbound coming for Northwest. McConkie will inbound it for the Bearcats with 3:20 to play in the third quarter and 6 seconds to work with on the shot clock. Into Dentlinger, takes a dribble, gets it out to Haggard. Haggard with a crossover, launches up a three, it's no good, and the rebound to Hayes as Bell Barbieri comes out of there with it for the Tigers. Kennett across midcourt with the dribble after taking the outlet, works on the left side. Top of the key, Leggett. Nice pass inside by Leggett to Barbieri, who hits the layup. That's five for Barbieri, and it's a 56-27 lead for Fort Hays State. 2:52 to play in the third quarter. Now drive by Haggard, over to McConkie, left corner three, off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound tipped around, Tupawada just about got a hold of it, but it's taken by Casey Kennett for Fort Hays State. Ahead to Rolfs on the right side. Thought about a three, instead to Leggett, top of the key. Leggett with one dribble, hands it for Kennett. Kennett to the top of the key, now to the right side, Barbieri. Looks for Leggett, she had to chase down the loose ball in the corner. Now gets it out to the right wing. A three from Kennett. No good. Rebound Rolfs. Turnaround follow. Won't go. Rebound on the backside to Barbieri this time. To Leggett. Top of the key. Now out to Kennett, who will reset the offense for Fort Hays State. Dribbles over to the right side. Down to the baseline. A floater off the glass is good. Casey Kennett with 14 points this afternoon. 58-27 the lead for Fort Hays State. 1:52 to play in the third quarter. Haggard over to the right side with the dribble. Into the corner for McConkie. Now top of the key, Coleman. Left elbow, works it out left side, Haggard. Now pass goes inside to Dentlinger. It's knocked loose and picked up by Fort Hays State. Long pass ahead to Leggett. Across the lane to Rolfs. Layup left side, good for Taylor Rolfs. 60-27, Fort Hays State's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 1:25 to play in the third quarter. Coleman with it on the right side. Down the lane she goes, up with the layup. Good on the left side for Coleman. Seven for Kylie Coleman. 60-29, the lead for Hayes. 1:10 to play in the third quarter. Kennett across midcourt with it. Works it over to the left wing. Rolfs to Leggett. Nice look underneath once again for Barbieri. Can't get the shot to go, but does draw a foul. This will go on Maria Dentlinger. That'll be her third.
About everything Fort Hays State offensively is doing this afternoon is working for them, getting a lot of points off the fast break when they get into their half-court offense, getting some good looks inside as well.
First free throw for Barbieri off the front of the rim as Macy Williams checks back in for Northwest. Jalen Haggard will get a breather.
And when they miss a shot, doing a good job getting some offensive rebounds, 10 offensive rebounds for Fort Hays in this game.
1:01 to play in the third quarter. Second free throw by Barbieri. In and out, no good. Tupawada with the rebound for Northwest. Outlet to Macy Williams. Williams will set the offense at the top of the key. Dribbles over to the right side. Spins to Coleman. Shot fake. Now a drive down the left side of the lane. Double team. Gets it high post. Tupawada. Into the lane goes Tupawada. Layup right side. Good. And Tupawada draws the foul. She'll get a three-point play opportunity. The foul call against Taylor Rolfs. That'll be her first. Zoe Hayward back in for Northwest. Hayward will take the place of Maria Dentlinger. Emma Stroyan back in for Fort Hays State, replacing Belle Barbieri. So Tupawada, one opportunity at the free throw line. And that free throw is good. So she's perfect on the season, 5 of 5 at the free throw line. And it's a 60-32 game. Fort Hays State with the lead in the basketball, 40 seconds to play in the third. Over to the left side, Rolfs with it on the wing. Brings it between the circles for Stroyan. Now onto the right side, Randall. A couple of dribbles for her. Gives it up for Kennett. And now a pass inside and a foul. Kylie Coleman called for her first. And it will result in two more free throw opportunities for Fort Hays State. This time it'll be Emma Stroyan who steps to the line. She is one of two from there today. 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. The shot clock is off. First free throw for Stroyan is good. Second one coming for Emma Stroyan. That one is up, and it rattles out. Rebound for Tupawada for Northwest. Outlet to Macy Williams. She'll bring it across midcourt and then work it to the center circle. Cats may try to play for the final shot of this third quarter. They have that opportunity. Hayward and Tubuada will set up for screens. Now Williams dribbles on the right side, kicks it out to McConkie. She's in the lane with it, top of the key. Hayward, a three on the way, misses to the right. And the rebound underneath for Tatiana Leggett. Leggett with one on the clock, takes the half-court shot, misses to the left, and at the end of three, it's 61-32. Hayes with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We'll be back right after this 90-second timeout on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support to the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Maryville Daily Forum, in print or online at MaryvilleDailyForum.com. The Daily Forum provides local news, sports, and information Monday through Friday. More at 660-562-2424.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon. Representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rogers Pharmacy in Maryville, St. Joseph, Mount City, and Tarkio. The Rogers family has been providing Northwest Missouri families with pharmacy services, medical supplies, and home medical equipment since 1967. More online at RogersRx.com. Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point in Maryville. Their memory care program offers residents emotional and social support, art, music, pet therapies, and more. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by the City of Maryville, home to Mozingo Lake Recreation Park. The park offers residents and visitors 8 fully furnished lakeside rental cabins, as well as a hotel and new conference center opening in 2018. More at mozingolake.com.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles, as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
We'll have the ball. They trail Fort Hays State 61-32. Inbound comes to Jalen Haggard in the backcourt. She'll work against Carly Heim. Get a screen from Ma'ava. Now over to the right side of the floor with it. Brings it back to the middle. Now to Tanya Meyer, left side. Meyer top of the key for Coleman. Coleman over to the left, into the corner for Haggard. Her defender, Leggett, fell, and she takes the shot. No good. Ma'ava goes to the floor after it and pushes it out to Haggard. Now to McAndrews on the right side. Got a screen from Meyer and has to get rid of it to Haggard. Over to the left side, Coleman. Coleman looking inside. Gets it to Ma'ava. Tried to throw a pass out. Tipped back at her. So then she goes up with the shot. No good. Rebound now for Haggard at the free throw line. Up with the shot left side, and it's good for Jalen Haggard. First points for Haggard this afternoon. 61-34. Fort Hays State with the lead. 9:14 to play. Heim works it over to the left side for Taylor Rolfs. Now to the top of the key. Gets it for Leggett. Tried to go inside, and Ma'ava steals the ball. Gets it for Haggard. Haggard will walk it across the timeline. And now at the top of the key, brings it to the right side. Inside to Meyer on a pick and roll. Up with the shot, no good. And the rebound for Emma Stroyan for Fort Hays State. Ma'ava back trying to get a steal, but Stroyan able to get it over for Heim. Heim between the circles. Now to the right side for Rolfs. Top of the key. Stroyan takes a three and knocks it down. Emma Stroyan with her first three of the day, her seventh on the season. With 8:27 to go, it's 64-34, Fort Hays State. Northwest with the ball, Haggard up with the jumper, left side, it's good. Back-to-back trips down the floor, we see a jumper good from Jalen Haggard, she has four. 64-36, Hays. Rolfs on the left side, down to the baseline with the dribble, bumped. And an inbound coming on the baseline left for Hayes. Kylie Coleman picks up her second. It's the first foul of this fourth quarter for either team. And an inbound for Rolfs in the left corner for Hayes. Rolfs will work it up to Leggett. Now looks inside to pass tip, but it's picked up by Stroyan. Stroyan trying to back in on Maria Dittlinger. Dittlinger will get called for a foul. That's four on Dettlinger. And the sizable lead for Fort Hays State has not slowed the whistles from the officials today.
I think everyone that's been in the game for the Bearcats has picked up at least one foul.
Drive on the baseline. Rolfs with the floater. It's no good. Rebound Stroyan. Her follow is good. 13 for Stroyan.
And that's not to say that Fort Hays State's not getting called for fouls either. They've had a number of players picking up fouls.
Haggard on the left side with the dribble. Crosses over, gets by Hine, tried to get it into Dentlinger. It's tipped away and picked up by Rolfs. Long pass ahead on the left side. Kennett back to Rolfs. Open for three. That's off the front of the rim. Tanya Meyer gets the rebound, keeping it away from Carly Heim, who actually will be called for a foul. That'll be the second on Heim. That's another one of those. You could have just let that go because Meyer had control of the ball and was ready to outlet it by the time the whistle was blown. Melody Tupuwata back into the game for Northwest.
Come down this way, Jay. Down here.
Inbound to Haggard.
Go.
She comes across the timeline with it. Gets the screen. Now two to the top of the key. Over to Meyer on the right wing. Inside for Tupuwata. It's off her fingertips and then off the head of Rolfs and out of bounds. So Northwest will get an inbound on the baseline left. The inbound over to the left side. Coleman. Top of the key, McAndrews. Open, three on the way, and it's good for Mallory McAndrews. First points of the game for McAndrews, 66-39. Fort Hays State with the lead in the basketball. We've got 7 minutes to play in this one. Heim over to the right side for Rolfs on the wing. Now to the top of the key for Stroyan. Left side it goes. Kennett. Kennett to Heim. Now back to Kennett. Leggett. Takes one dribble, hands it for Rolfs, fakes on a three, and then away from the ball. We've got a foul call. This is on Mele Tupuwata. That's the first on Tupuwata. So, to your point, John, the only player for Northwest without a foul is actually Macy Williams. Everybody else has at least one.
Well, we've got, what, 6:45 left. There's time.
Three players with three fouls each and one player with four for Northwest. That's Maria Dentlinger. Inbound for Fort Hays State, baseline right, comes to Heim on the wing. She puts up a three-pointer, that one in and out, no good. Rebound tipped out, and it's controlled by Whitney Randall. Goes in the left corner, now back up to Randall, over to Heim. Heim tried to go inside, the ball kicked by Meyer. So an inbound coming for Fort Hays State with 6:34 to play.
And you look over on the Fort Hays lineup here, every player has been in the game, but one has picked up a foul.
Page looking to inbound. Left side for Heim. Now to the top of the key. Back over to the left for Heim. She goes on the drive. Up with the shot. No good. And, well, another foul call. This will be on Mele Tupuwata. Her second. So Carly Heim to the free throw line for two. She's 0 of 1 from there in this game so far. First free throw is good. 11 points for Heim. She averages 10 a game. 6:28 to play, 67-39. Fort Hays State with the lead, now 68-39, as the second free throw by Heim goes. Haggard with it. Gets a screen from Tupuwata. Now over to the left side for Meyer. Onto the wing, Coleman. Coleman expires the dribble. Gets it out to Haggard, top of the key. Haggard tried to work right. Now gets it to McAndrews on the wing. Inside for Meyer and a foul. This will go against Whitney Randall. That'll be the second on Randall.
Really outside of the first quarter, Northwest hasn't played a terrible game out there. They've been in it the rest of the way, but when they fell behind 25-5 at the end of the first quarter, it's just been really hard to recover from that.
Tupuwata takes the jumper from six right side. No good. The rebound for Carly Heim for Fort Hays State. Ahead to Page on the left side. Page to the top of the key. Finds Stroyan. She'll hand it for Heim, who works it back over to the left side. Now to Page. Page at the top of the key with it. Looks inside. Gets it there for Stroyan. Turnaround jumper no good. Tanya Meyer will chase down the rebound for Northwest. 5:35 to go. 68-39, the lead for the Tigers. Top of the key. Tupuwata with it. She tries a drive. Stops at the elbow. 15-foot shot is good from L.A. Tupuwata. Five for Tupuwata with 5:20 to play. Now quickly the other way. A long pass ahead for Whitney Randall, who puts up and hits a three-pointer. Just her second three-pointer of the season. Only her 11th attempt on a three this season. And it's a 30-point lead for the Tigers. 5 minutes to play. Haggard at the top of the key with it. Dribbles over to the right side. Goes down. The ball loose. Coleman after it. And we'll have a held ball call. It'll belong to the Tigers after a timeout. 71-41 their lead over Northwest. 4:52 to go. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware and custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestein and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger's also installs Ultimate Truck bed liners. More at 660-582-4599 or pitsautobody.com.
Support for the Bearcats is provided by Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville. The Miller brothers offer assistance with investments and retirement planning, as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information is at 660-224-2300 or millerfinancialandinsurance.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Tiffany Care Centers. Tiffany offers in-home services such as housekeeping, laundry, personal care tasks, licensed nurse visits, and respite care for people throughout Northwest Missouri. More at TiffanyCare.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Barnes Baker Automotive, serving North Missouri for more than 75 years. Located on Oklahoma Avenue in Trenton, Barnes Baker provides a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Their inventory of new and used vehicles is online at BarnesBakerAutomotive.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through the ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Printery House. More at ConceptionAbbey.org.
21-41. Fort Hays State with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:13 to go. Northwest with the ball. Maava tries to kick pass out to McConkie. It's knocked out of bounds by Lanny Page. And checking in is Kylie Casper as Coach Tony Hobson starting to clear his bench a bit. We also see Robin Reitzma in there as well. Her first action of the day, along with Whitney Clampett. Now a layup attempt by Maava, no good. Rebound on the backside is picked up by Whitney Randall. Randall gets it out to Lindsay Shoup. Shoup to the left side for Clampett. Tries to go down low, does for Reitzma. She squares. Now tried to kick it back out, and Whitney Clampett had cut the other way, so the ball goes out of bounds, and Northwest will have it with 3:49 to go. 71-41, the lead for Fort Hays State. Cats are going to fall to 1-17 on the year, 1-10 in the MIAA. Top of the key, Tupuwata works it over to the left side for McConkie. Now to Macy Williams. Williams down in the corner with the dribble to Hayward on the wing. Top of the key, Maava takes a three. Good. Nothing burnt net for Mele Tupuwata. Her fifth three of the season. And she's the only Bearcat in double-digit scoring with 13. 3:20 to play. 71-44, the lead for Fort Hays State. Tigers also with the basketball. Left side, Clampett. The end of the lane with the dribble. Nice pass down low. Bobbled. The shot no good. Hit the bottom of the rim by Reitzma. And the rebound to Northwest. Macy Williams to the high post for Maava. An up and under move the other way. A shot blocked away by Reitzma. And Clampett will bring it across midcourt right side for Hayes as we go under 3 minutes to play. Now a double team on the baseline and a foul call. This will go against the Bearcats. And it's Macy Williams rounding out everybody on the team being called for at least one today. Lindsay Shoup will go to the free throw line for two. 71-44, the lead for Fort Hays State. Shoup's first free throw, no good. Jalen Haggard and Maria Dentlinger back into the game for Northwest. Maava will come to the sideline along with Tupuwata. And Gochi Aslan checks into the lineup. She is a student out of Turkey. Ankara, Turkey to be specific, comes in at 5'3". Maria Dentlinger with it on the block for Northwest. Now tried to get it up high post. It's taken away by Clampett. Clampett the other way has the shot knocked away by McConkey, but she gets the rebound and the follow. First 2 points for Clampett, 73-41, the lead for Fort Hays State. On the left side, Hayward with it, 2:26 to go. Now to McConkey. Inside Dentlinger, a couple of dribbles. Kick out to Macy Williams, a three on the way. Off the front of the rim, no good. Hayward the rebound. Follow off the glass, won't go. This time Reitzma will pull down the board for Hayes. Outlet to shoot. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Pass goes inside. Shot up for Reitzma, and it's good from six. Robin Reitzma with her first points of the game. And it's a 75-44 lead for Fort Hays State. Inside, 2 minutes to go. Haggard at the top of the key. Tries to get a pass to Dentlinger. That is tipped loose. It's taken away by Kylie Casper. Casper over to the right side for Aslan. Out of the top of the key, Clampett. Aslan on the right side. Looks inside. Gets it to Reitzma. Her shot, no good. Rebound for Hayward. Cross midcourt with the dribble. Now has it knocked out of her hands by Aslan. It goes out of bounds. And an inbound coming for Northwest in front of their own bench with 1:31 to go. In for Fort Hays State comes Kayla Bush. Bush in for shoot. Macy Williams on the right side. Dribbles down the left side of the lane. Now kicks it over to McConkey, who hits the 15-footer from the baseline. Mallory McConkey with six. And it's 75-46, Fort Hays State. 1:15 to go. Over to the left for Casper. Casper dribbles to the top of the key. Now on to the right side. Clampett works it over to the left. Gets it for Casper. Casper to Aslan. Now inside Reitzma. Reitzma tries to square. Takes a dribble. Goes up with a shot. It's short. Aslan with the rebound for Fort Hays State. And they didn't reset the shot clock after the rebound. So I believe they're going to probably put 26 or so on the shot clock. 50 seconds to play in the game. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Kylie Coleman comes into the ballgame for Northwest Missouri State. And Fort Hays State with the basketball. Pass goes in to Reitzma on the block. Shot over Dentlinger. No good. Rebound tipped out of bounds. That belongs to Northwest with 42 seconds to play. 75-46, Fort Hays State's lead. Haggard will bring it across midcourt. Dribbling on the left side. We'll get a screen from Hayward and Dentlinger. Hesitates. Now goes on the drive. Bounce pass over to Dentlinger. Bobbles a pass. Has it knocked away. It goes out of bounds. And Northwest will inbound with a half a minute to play.
Well, I think that a lot of what took place this afternoon just kind of carry over from Thursday after that double overtime loss. Just expended so much energy in that game. It just came out a little bit flat this afternoon.
Hayward with it on the right side. Gets it out to Haggard. Over to the left side. Coleman. Coleman with a dribble. Now on to the left for McConkey. McConkey into the lane. Up with a shot right side. It's blocked away by Reitzma. And Aslan comes down with it. 10 to play. She dribbles out to the left wing. Gets it to the top of the key for Casper. Down low Reitzma. 4 to play. A dribble by Reitzma. She puts up the shot. No good. Rebound tips around. And that'll do it. 75-46, your final score. Fort Hays State with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back to Hays, Kansas in 2 minutes. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from FSB Mortgage, providing first-time and veteran homebuyers assistance with financing needs to fit a budget. More information from Jeff Farlow, 816-233-7400. FSB Mortgage, a division of Farmers State Bank.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nellestine Vein Institute. Dr. Michael Nellestine and his staff specialize in the treatment of various leg ailments, including varicose veins, spider veins, leg pain, and blood clots. More information is at thenvi.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner, south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Mosaic Life Care, offering patients a cardiac scoring test, which could prevent a heart attack in patients at risk for heart disease. A full list of Mosaic services or their 60 clinics in Missouri and Kansas is available at MyMosaicLifeCare.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch and dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. More at 660-582-2699.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Northwest Cell, located at 1218 South Main in Maryville. Along with nationwide coverage, Northwest Cell carries a full line of iPhones, iPads, and Androids. More information on plans and devices is at nwmcell.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nellison of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mount City.
And with the loss here this afternoon to Fort Hays State, so losses on the two road trips, one in double overtime to Kearney on Thursday night, and then this one here this afternoon for two Hays, who took control of the ball game early and controlled it throughout. Today's game underwritten by Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, along with Heinlein Home Furnishings on South Main in Maryville, Championship Motors on South Main across from Walmart, and by Compass Dental. Dennis Bruce Swaddle and Brian Biertaler, proud supporters of Northwest. Again, the final 75-46, Fort Hays State women with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We're back with the post-game show after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Brad Ford of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City. And from Steve and Dan Miller at Miller Financial and Insurance Center in Maryville, providing investment management and retirement planning as well as insurance protection for your farm, home, and auto. More information at 660-224-2300 or MillerFinancialAndInsurance.com. Support for today's game also comes from Nellestein Vein Institute. Dr. Nellestein served Northwest Missouri for 20 years and specializes in the treatment of leg ailments including varicose veins, spider veins, restless legs, leg ulcers, and blood clots. For a consultation, 816-291-4149. Also from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanware as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for today's game is brought to you by MTE Office Center, with locations in Maryville and Cameron, providing computers, printing, networking, furniture, and office supplies since 1935. More information at mteoffice.com or on Facebook. And from Compass Dental Group in Maryville, Drs. Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or compassdentalgroup.com. Support also comes from South Paul's Veterinary Clinic in Maryville, offering medical, surgical, and dental care for small breed pets. South Paul's encourages responsible pet ownership and preventative health care. More at 660-582-7387. Also from Northwest Campus Dining, offering Chick-fil-A and the J.W. Jones Student Union. From chicken sandwiches to their new frosted lemonade, Chick-fil-A is open to Northwest students and the Maryville community. More information is at nwcampusdining.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
We're back in Hays, Kansas, 75-46 the final. The Fort Hays State women with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. And, John, really right from the start of this one, Hays poured it on. Northwest just could not get anything going offensively and never recovered. Hays built up such a big lead so quickly in that first quarter, it would have been tough to recover from on any night.
Yeah, that's just like first couple of minutes of the game. Look up and it was already down to by double digits, but ended up trailing at the end of the first quarter 25-5. And then from that point on, Northwest played much better, but the damage had already been done. It's really tough to come back after a 20-point deficit at the end of the first quarter, and they could just never get it done. Just a tough afternoon this afternoon for Northwest.
Northwest with the loss to Hayes this afternoon in the women's matchup. We'll be back with the Extra Effort Award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Delbert's Garage at 714 North Depot in Maryville. Delbert and his team handle car and truck repairs from brakes and air conditioners to replacing engines and transmissions. More at 660-562-0025. And from Brown's Shoe Fit Company in Maryville, located in the Mary Mart Shopping Center. Brown's offers footwear from Under Armour, Sperry, Asics, and Chaco, as well as fashion boots for women. More at 660-582-4641. Support also comes from Pitsenberger Auto Body in Maryville, providing auto collision repair and taking the dents out of accidents. Pitsenberger also installs Ultimate Truck Bedliners. More at 582-4599 or pitsautobody.com. Also from Millen Dinsdale Seed Company in Maryville and Oregon, representing Golden Harvest Corn and NK Soybeans, Millen Dinsdale reminds you that there are no practice fields in farming. More at MillenDinsdaleSeed.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the City of Maryville, home to Mazingo Lake Recreation Park. Mazingo Lake offers outdoor recreation activities such as boating, fishing, hiking, and equestrian trails. More information on Mazingo is at MazingoLake.com. And from Northwest Audiovisual, providing customers with sales, design, service, and installation of surveillance and security systems for homes and businesses, as well as paging and public address systems. More at 660-853-2319. Support also comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at the 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville. Also from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, supplying ink, toner, shipping services, and website design. Rapid Elite also provides design and printing for business forms, brochures, booklets, letterhead, and more. More online at RapidEliteMaryville.com.
The Bearcat Postgame Show, underwritten by Championship Motors in Maryville.
Back in Hays, Kansas, where the Fort Hays State women beat Northwest Missouri State 75-46 this afternoon. It's time for the Extra Effort Award, and John looking today at Kehlani Maiava.
Yeah, I got the start, played well, 13 points, 9 rebounds, had a steal and a block. It was 4-4 at the free throw line, 4-12 overall from the field, but again, 13 points and almost a double-double, pulling down that 9 rebounds.
This segment is underwritten by the Kansas City Beer Company, a brewer of German-style lagers and ales. Brewery founder and Northwest graduate Steve Holly uses imported German malts and hops along with traditional old-world brewing methods to help achieve authentic flavor. More at kcbier.com. Again, the Northwest women with a 75-46 loss to two men's teams getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is underwritten by Edward Jones Financial Advisor J.R. Kurz, offering retirement and investment advice on the Maryville Square at 119 East 4th Street. More information is available at 660-582-7196 and from Pizza Hut in Maryville. In addition to specialty pizzas, pastas, and wings, Pizza Hut offers a daily lunch buffet from 11:30 to 1 and Tuesday nights from 5:30 to 7. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery is available. More online at PizzaHut.com or in-store at 732 South Main in Maryville. Support also comes from A&G Restaurant at 208 North Main in Maryville. A&G provides a sit-down menu, banquet rooms, and catering. More information is available at 660-582-4421 or online at agrestaurant.com. Also from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Tiffany Care Centers. For 40 years, Tiffany has been caring for the people of Northwest Missouri in their homes or at one of their nursing and rehab centers in Oregon, Maryville, Mound City, or Rockport. More at TiffanyCare.com. And from the Northwest Missouri Coalition for Roadway Safety, encouraging drivers to avoid texting, making phone calls, or other distractions behind the wheel to create safer roadways throughout the region. More information is available at SaveMoLives.com. Support also comes from Bearcat Lumber on East 1st Street in Maryville, providing windows, roofing, siding, and doors for new home construction, as well as materials and plans for outbuildings, shops, and garages. More on Bearcat Lumber Services is at 660-562-0300. And from Carlson Seed in Blanchard, Iowa. Carlson Seeds has been family-owned since 1973 and distributes DeKalb Asgrow seeds, chemicals, precision planting products, and more. More information at carlsonseed.com.